It's rare to be born as human. It is still rare to be born as woman. For such femininity, the one which brings glory is the motherhood. Motherhood is the dream and ambition of every woman. Everybody aspires for happiest, healthy, and fulfilled motherhood. Even it's more important that the child to be born should be more healthy, beautiful, and with more intelligence and life. Is it possible to have all? If a woman wishes, a mother wishes, a pregnant woman wishes, yes, it is possible. It is possible for the pregnant woman to change the world. Yes, with certain practices, all are possible. Such kind of practices are done by Dhyan Baby Foundation through certain programs for pregnant women, in which enriching baby's intellectuality is done when the baby is in the womb itself. Enriching baby's intelligence in the womb itself. What a strange thing it is. Is it necessary? Did intelligent people born like this before? Such questions may arise in your minds. A small example. A beautiful and a big tree, in which there are beautiful flowers and branches laden with tasteful fruits. The tree is thronged with various kind of tweeting, chirping and singing birds. Besides, the tree provides cold shade with gentle breeze. Every one of us would wish to visit such a nice place and stay under a tree. You feel enthusiastic when thinking of the tree. Let it be. Do you know the reason for the tree to have such fame? It's all because of the roots which are out of our sight and hidden under the ground. Like this, today we admire those top performers in the mankind, like Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam, A.R. Rahman, Vishwanath Anand, etc. They are also human beings like us. But what had happened for them to have great success? Just compare the roots explained in the above example. Like a root which is the basis for the tree, there exists some unseen things which are even not felt by the parents during the growing stage of the fetus. Some changes that had happened in the womb during the growth of the fetus might have been one of the reasons for the success of those top performers. There would not be a big tree without a seed grown under certain favorable conditions. In this field, we have done some research medically, psychologically, and spiritually over several years and have found some relation between the cares taken by the pregnant woman, especially psychological and spiritual cares, and child's intelligence. We wish to build a luxurious house. That house has to have a long-standing life of over several hundred years. What we have to do for that? Yes, besides the place of building and other building material, we need to provide a strong foundation. After the construction of the house, we cannot see the foundation. Everybody could see only the top part of the building. Our friends and relatives would appreciate our excellent taste of appropriate selection of good building materials, color of the walls, and other luxurious things. But they never would go in deep in checking how strong the foundation is. If we spend more money on luxurious things to get appreciation from others and ignore spending money for the strong foundation, which is not visible and not attracting others' attention, who is going to lose? The strength of the building will not extend beyond the level of windows. The improper foundation results in decreased life of the building. Leave alone foundation for building. What's the foundation for the life of human being who is going to live for 100 years? The period of 10 months in which the human being as a fetus stay in mother's womb is the foundation for the mankind. We will not be having nothing to lose much when the building collapses due to improper foundation. With additional investment, we may rebuild the building using stronger foundation again. But just imagine, after the birth of the baby, if we find that we have not given enough care during pregnancy period to improve the baby's intellectual qualities, wisdom, confidence, etc. Is it possible for you to ask the baby to restay in the mother's womb for giving him or her a proper foundation again? Not possible. Hence, let us help the baby to learn important things useful to his or her life when it is in the mother's womb, using Dhyan Baby programs which have been evolved scientifically, psychologically, and spiritually. Spiritual and science in motherhood. Getting pregnant, to take care for 10 months and to give birth to a healthy baby are not an easy job. Now we witness boundless growth of science, especially in the field of medical. But still there are many couples, including doctors, longing for having child. They seem destined never to have opportunity for having a baby. Let us discuss about this by viewing in a different angles. Marriage is made in heaven is an old saying. Is somebody there in the heaven to confirm and fix our marriages? Somebody would say that person in the heaven is our Lord Almighty. Somebody says that person is our ancestors. But nobody can confirm whether it is Lord or our ancestors, as nobody has seen it. However, according to Vedics and Puranas, the reality is different. If you have happened to read the books like The Secret of Vedics and Spiritual and Reality, etc., you may have noticed that the person in the heaven is actually the child to be born. It is believed by Vedics that the child from the heaven decides and selects its future parents. Every soul, according to its experience gained in its previous incarnation, selects its future parents in its reincarnation. It's said that because of such strong desire of the soul, the marriages happened for the couples not only among close relations, but beyond the countries, belonging to different races, religions, and languages. Besides the above explanation, let us seek the logical reason scientifically. The science says the world is made up of atoms. Different atoms, according to their own frequencies and nature, combine with other atoms of same frequencies and nature to form land, water, sky, fire, etc. In the same way, the soul, an invisible atom, joins with the other atoms, means parents of same frequencies. Whatever may be the logical reason, spiritually or scientifically, certainly the motherhood is the wonderful thing, isn't it? Somebody may ask, why some couples are having baby immediately and some couples takes 5 years or 10 years to have a baby? And for some couples, there's no baby at all? That may be because baby would have expected more love and importance from the future parents. Just imagine, if we have baby only after 5 years, how much importance and love we will give to that baby? If the soul doesn't select some couple, or the atoms are not having same frequencies, those couples will not be having babies. The Bible and Vedic says the marriage between these couples as doll marriage. About 10 years back, I was practicing Dhyan Baby program in a famous hospital located in a big city. The doctor of the hospital was a great scholar in gynecology and had done a good deal of research in the field of pregnancy. She was watching the couples who had taken the therapies from me, and after noticing much happiness in their faces, she requested me to allow her to attend one of such therapy programs. We had one such program in the evening of that day itself. She joined that therapy program. She keenly asked many questions related to the therapy and understood the importance of it. After the therapy, when I approached her, I was surprised to see her eyes filled with water. Tears from such great personality, I could not believe. As I had watched from the morning and witnessed seeing many couples and parents thanking her for her great help and support in getting babies, almost everybody worshipped her. "Ma'am, why?" I could not collect my strength to ask my father. With a hoarse voice, she replied, "In order to understand the importance of motherhood, please tell my story to your clients." She paused for a moment and then, clearing her throat, continued to tell, "It has been 20 years since my marriage. Even though we did not have any abnormality medically in our bodies, we were distinct from having a baby. For the first 5 years, I did not take it too serious. But after that, I was longing for having a baby. When all other normal medical treatments failed, we opted for artificial insemination. There are many practical difficulties with this method. Besides spending lots of money, through dedicated medication and too much rest, our body and mind will be affected. If we fail in being pregnant 2 or 3 times with these methods, the medical effects will be too serious after the age of 40 years. However, we also could not succeed with this method. Then, we after delegating our job and this hospital to our relatives, went to London, America to learn new techniques and skills in pregnancy and childbirth. With those skills, now we are helping the society. Those skills learned by us was not useful for us to have a baby. But it's helping lot of couples to have baby. Even though we have adopted child, the child may be a heir for my wisdom and legacy, but I did not certainly have the opportunity to feel and enjoy when the expected mother do and what the expected mother do. Still, sometimes I'm longing for that, whether it is through natural or artificial, unless the child decides, we cannot become a mother. That is such a great boon. Child's expectation when a fetus. Come on, let us see a cotton picture in our imagination. All the new couples in the world raising their hands towards the sky or calling the child to come to their family. The child has too many choices. Wherever or whoever he likes, he or she can go. As another child to the family of Dhirubhai Ambani, or to the family of Obama, or the family of scientists, or great eminent personalities, even though that soul of child has so many choices in the wide world, but it has decided to come to you, to see you as a mother and father, and to do meditation and doing dhyan in the dark room of the mother's womb. Now, how we are going to thank the soul? How we are going to be trustful person to the child because it has trusted you? How wonderful experience it will be to become a mother and father. In our Dhyan Baby programs, it is given to strengthen such a trust and bond between parents and child. We should not think that during pregnancy, the child gets energy from what the mother eats, but get all the emotions such as happiness, sorrow, enthusiasm, worry, anger, etc. These emotional thoughts of the mother will affect the child in the womb. Right? Do you think so? Let us see in detail. Our body and mind are not different. Both are related to each other. One has adverse effect on other. For example, fear is one of the thoughts of mind. Heart is the part of our body. When we suddenly encounter a cat in front of us, the fear immediately catch hold of us. What happens to the heart at that time? It starts to bound 140 times per minute instead of normal 72 times per minute. The emotional thoughts results in a change of action of a body part. In the same way, the emotions of pregnant women affects the child, which is also a part of mother's body as fetus. It is not a separate soul or body. If it is so, it should get that oxygen separately. It does not get oxygen through its nose. By protruding it out of mother's belly, but get through mother's placenta. That is why whatever changes happening to mother's body will affect the baby. After child's birth, for example, if there is a conflict between the couples or between the relatives, and if we don't want the child to know this, we can keep the child in a separate room and continue our conflict or quarrel, whatever it is, in another room. But is it possible when the baby is inside mother's womb? For the whole 10 months, the baby is with the mother. Every moment it enjoys and experiences whatever the mother is doing, like breathing, eating, seeing, hearing, etc. In such case, is it possible for us to hide our other feelings from the child? No, certainly not possible. All the feelings will also be observed and absorbed by the baby. Hence, it's very important duty for every expectant mother to do everything good. In this way, we are showing our trust and love to the child in return to its initial trust. About neurons, an explanation by Lord Krishna. From the fourth month, the brain's growth becomes fast, so as to form about 2,50,000 neurons per minute. The total number of neurons at birth is equal to that of an adult. Then, why that child is not having enough wisdom that an adult has? Wisdom is nothing but the connection between the neurons. Each neuron has about 10,000 connections with adjacent neurons, the highly congested network in the world. The wisdom through connections is formed through its learning process, in which it receives many lessons through external and internal stimuli. Unconnected neurons won't make any harm to us, as 50% of connections are enough for our human programs. It has been proved scientifically that making connection between neurons at later age is very difficult. So, it is in the hands of parents to assist the child to use its all neurons effectively. We are now talking about neurons based on so many scientific researches. But can you believe me if I say Lord Krishna has told this to Arjuna so many years back? How? Let us see now. During Kurukshetra, Lord Krishna was driving the car for Arjuna. Kauravas at that time laid a chakravyuga to the astonishment of Arjuna. Arjuna asked Lord Krishna, "Krishna, only three persons, you, Lord Surya, and me, know the secret of going into and getting back from the chakravyuga. But I have to be here to save the army of my brother. Then whom do we send to break the chakravyuga?" Lord Krishna replied calmly, "Send your son Abhimanyu." Arjuna, with the sort of perplexion, replied, "Krishna, even though I know the secret of chakravyuga, I did not have enough time to teach him as I was engaged in various activities like Vanavasa, Ajnanavasa, Intraprastha, etc. How can I send my son?" "Arjuna, when I was explaining the secret of chakravyuga to you, your son also heard what I said when he was in the womb of his mother Subhadra. So don't worry, he can go." Krishna pacified Arjuna. Arjuna could not believe that a fetus could hear and learn. He requested Krishna to explain. "Listen, Arjuna." Krishna started to explain. "A word or deed can be learned by the child by hearing or experiencing one time when it is in the womb. It is almost equal to learning by repeated hearing or doing lakhs of time after the birth." That was the explanation by Lord Krishna about the greatest absorption power of child when it is still in its mother's womb. Hence, today's explanation through scientific research about the neurons and its connections coincides with Lord Krishna's explanation. What a wonderful absorption power of fetus. Conception period. In our Bharat country, our ancestors have devised each deed with a meaning. After an extensive research, from the marking of date and time for the marriage to fixing auspicious time for honeymoon, all are done in order to deliver a great soul with a complete healthy body and mind. Today, scientists also accept the impact of date, time, and crescent moon on our lives. The advice to the couples to follow during conception period, scientifically and spiritually, is nothing but to keep their mind and body clean, calm, and healthy. There is also an incidence from a therapist to have particular light, color, aroma in the honeymoon room. Color therapy, aromatherapy, and light therapy give guidelines for that. So it's our duty to follow what our ancestors had taught us. Of course, with the help of modern scientific ways. It is to give the world the best child. When a child becomes fetus itself, its color, character, intelligence, wisdom, courage, confidence, etc. are formed. It completes about 50% during conceptional period. Balance 50% continues to form during full of pregnancy period and will be completed by what we are giving to the fetus, like good and intelligent things. It's very important to have good mind and a healthy body during the initial conceptional period, in which the 50% of all characters are formed. The personality of the child depends upon the healthy level of mind and body of the couples during the conceptional period. Hence, it is imperative to teach the techniques and practice of how to keep the mind and body well to the new couples and to those who are waiting to have baby. During our birth, our weight is around 3 to 3.5 kg. We have all the limbs that an adult have, like eyes, hands, legs, etc. But of small size. As we grow, all the limbs also grow proportionally. But no new limbs is formed during our growth, other than what we had during our birth. Did we have the second nose or third eye during our growth? No. However, the number of neurons in our brain will be formed before a childbirth, and at birth, it is almost equivalent to that of an adult. We cannot add neurons afterwards, but the absorption power and perception power of such neurons can be developed on later stage. The best stage to lay foundation for the development of absorption and perception's power is when the child is in the fetus stage. The Dhyan Baby programs have been so devised to give such power to the fetus step by step in every month of pregnancy period. Genes, genes, genes. Even though we have good mood and try to hear good things, see good things during the pregnancy period, what about the impact of genes? This type of questions may arise in the mind of you. For example, someone may ask, my mother has diabetic and high blood pressure, so isn't quite nature that I also should inherit such diseases through genes? Okay, fine. Now shall we answer for a question? Suppose you are a plant of yielding red color flowers, and your husband is also the same kind of plant. What kind of sapling you expect out of both of you? You may answer as the same, red flower plant. Now, it is possible to make the sapling after its growth to yield different color of flowers? It is impossible. However, when it is growing, if we do the process of hybrid, say joining it with another one plant of white color. The resultant plant will yield short of flower with pink color. If more white plants are joined with that, then almost we can get pure white color after its growth. Normally, the disease from the parents is transferred through heredity to the infants especially. The HIV-affected parents have HIV kits, but with today's medical technology and intensive research on the absorption and adaptation of the fetus, if the HIV-affected mother takes proper medicines and proper meditation, good and healthy child is born. For this advancement in technology, stem cells and live cells play important roles. If we take some of the stem cells during the birth of the baby and preserves it even after 30 years, we can reuse it to alleviate most of the diseases. That's the wonderful power of stem cells. In such case, please think, what will be the power of stem cells when they are at the womb? So, if we properly utilize these cells, healthy children will be born even to ill health parents. How we want our children to be? During the pregnant period, we can have the same children what we wanted if we utilize the pregnant period properly.